Hi, this is Andrew Lloyd Gordon, and I want to talk to you in this boo about a book that I'm reading at the moment called The Optimism Bias by a psychologist, neuroscientist, I think, a lady called Tali Sharrow. That's T-A-L-I Sharrow, S-H-A-R-O-T, Tali Sharrow and The Optimism Bias. I want to talk to you about what the optimism bias is, but also how it affects our marketing and persuasion and influence efforts, and why I think that it actually means that we don't do as well as we might sometimes. So what is the optimism bias? Well, the optimism bias, as the title suggests, is this tendency that we have to believe that things will be better in the future. We will do really well in the future. We're optimistic about the future. Now, generally speaking, that's actually a very positive thing. And what the book talks about is that this is a really healthy attitude that the brain has, and that most of us are optimistic about the future, which means that we get on and do things. We're positive and we believe that we'll succeed in the future. Interestingly, we also think that other people won't be as successful as we are going to be. So we're optimistic about our own individual future and activities. We're pessimistic about others. Now, why is that interesting from a marketing perspective? Well, when you look at many people's marketing activities, including my own, I often think that I'm going to do really well with the newsletters that I push out, the emails that I'm pushing out, the websites that I'm going to produce, the blog posts, the tweets, and so on. And that's because I'm optimistic. And I suspect that when you're doing your own marketing and persuasion efforts, you're also optimistic about how you're going to do. And that's fine. That's absolutely brilliant. The thing about the optimism bias, though, is that sometimes that optimism, that natural optimism, means that perhaps you're not as, you know, disciplined with yourself as you think you should be, or at least you should be. And you perhaps push stuff out that isn't as good as it could be because, optimistically, you think you're going to be fine. I think another element of this is that because we're optimistic about our capacities, we're optimistic about how well we're going to perform in the future, we're willing to try and take on more and more things. So these days, particularly with this term social media, many organizations, many individuals have got blog posts they've got to write, they've got to tweet, they've got to produce content and videos. And they carry on taking on new channels in terms of their marketing because they're optimistic that they're going to be able to cope with it. So this optimism bias, I think, is a really positive thing for human beings. And if you read Tali Sharrow's book, she talks about the fact that the people who aren't optimistic are people who are depressed. And optimism correlates with success in real life. So you need to be optimistic in life. But when it comes to your marketing, you may not be as strict with yourself and may not check some of that marketing because you just think optimistically it's going to work. So how do you get around this? Well, I think what's fascinating about human behavior and our performance is we need metrics, we need numbers, we need evidence that the things we're doing are working or they aren't. And I think what you should be doing is saying, okay, I think this will work, and take an optimistic attitude, but be prepared to experiment. Try something out. Try a small 250-word blog post before you write a 500-word blog post. Check what the reaction was before you then start, you know, producing longer blog posts and going down a particular avenue. So be optimistic, but also, if you like, try and have some realism and pragmatism in there to check that you're actually going to achieve as much as you think you're going to achieve. So in summary then, The Optimism Bias, really interesting book. I recommend you get hold of the book. Fascinating read, really easy to read. Be aware of your own optimistic tendencies and actually try and put in some measures and just some techniques to prevent yourself becoming, if you like, over-optimistic. Thank you very much. This is Andrew Lloyd Gordon signing off.